Erevin Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Gimel, 10:13. This Mishnah will discuss three more cases where something is Aser Medrabanan Mishm Shvus. It's a rabbinic prohibition to protect Shabbos, as opposed to Doraisa, but it's relaxed in the base of Mikdash, and one may do them, the three unrelated cases. But the one principle to remember for all these cases is that when the rabbis relaxed the rabbinic restrictions to protect Shabbos in the base of Mikdash, they only did so where it was necessary for the avoda in the base of Mikdash to proceed as it ought to. But there's no blanket rule, as you'll see in a moment, that anything you want to do that's Aser Midrabanan on Shabbos, you could do in the base of Mikdash. No, it's things that are relevant to ensure the proper functioning of the base of Mikdash and the avoda therein. So the first of three cases talks about a medicated bandage, where they would put some sort of medicine or cream or something on the inside of the bandage and wrap it on a wound. So let's say you've got like beeswax. I'm going to choose that example. So you've got wax, beeswax on the inside of a bandage, and it's going to go on to protect a person and his wound. So there's a separate din all to itself that when a Kohen does the avod on the base of Mikdash, let's say he's holding a cup that's going to be used for receiving the blood, so he's not allowed to have anything chotzetz to intercede between his right hand, which is holding the cup, and the cup itself. So if a Kohen had a wound on his hand and he had a bandage on top of the wound, he wouldn't be able to do his avoda properly. So our Mishnah is going to say that he could remove that bandage in order to do the avoda and then put the bandage back on again. In contrast, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't let a person put on a medicated bandage. And the reason is, even put back on, I should say, a medicated bandage. The reason is we're concerned that he might do Memoreach. So Memoreach is smoothing out of a soft material. The Doraisa, one of the 39 Malachas, is Memachek, which is like smoothing off a solid material, like an animal hide. But the Tolda, also Mizrban, is taking, you know, softer applied materials and making them smooth. So like, say, wax, for example. And we're concerned that he won't just apply the bandage with the wax on it, but he'll actually smooth out the wax. And that'll be an Issur Doraisa. So there's an Issur Dirabanan not to put it on in the first place. So we're going to say that the Kohen may do that if it's required for him to remove a bandage, to put it back on again in the base of Mikdash, so he can do his avoda properly, because otherwise it would be chotzetz. But out to the base of Mikdash, there's no such leniency, and you may not put back on a bandage. Now, you'll see the Mishnah in a moment, everyone's going to agree that in all scenarios, you can't put on a bandage for the first time on Shabbos, because that is an Issur Derabanan we're talking here, putting aside any possible issue of refuah, of healing on Shabbos, but putting on the bandage and that's got the wax on the inside, let's say, so there's the Din Derabanan of you might become to be Memoreach, to smooth out the wax. And although that's just a Derabanan, the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, who wasn't wearing a bandage prior to doing Avoda, now just wants to put on his bandage with the wax because he wants his boo-boo to get better, and that's not facilitating the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's a personal use, and therefore the rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash doesn't apply. So although he's in the Mikdash, and although he's just restricted because of a Shvus, a Derabanan, to apply this bandage, still we don't let him do it because it's not within the parameters of the leniencies of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, which only apply when it's important for the performance of the avoda in the base of Mikdash. Fine. That's the first case. The Mishnah says inside, Machazirin Ratia B'Mikdash, a Kohen may take off and then put back on Shabbos a bandage which has some sort of like cream or salve or wax on the inside of it. Avalo B'Medina, but you may not put it back on Shabbos outside of the base of Mikdash because the Issur Derabanan of lest you come to smooth out the wax on the inside. The Bartanura says that if one takes off the bandage, you can put it back on again, which is true, meaning if even in the Medina, to put it back on would be okay if it still was in your hand or if it was sitting on a utensil, not on the floor. there are those, it's a machlokas poskim, if you take off a bandage on Shabbos, intentionally, if you may put it back on again. That's a machlokas l'halach l'maisa. Okay, now, im b'techila, if you're trying to put on this bandage with the wax inside it for the first time, so then kan v'kan aser, it's forbidden to do so both in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, because at all events, it's an issur d'rabbanan, and like I explained, it's not a blanket rule that there's no issur d'rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash, only those that are relevant to the proper performance of the avoda, and the Kohen just wanted to put a bandage on after he's done his avoda, which he could do prior to putting on the bandage, because the bandage wasn't on him in the first place. I'm going to Shabbos, so his hands have no chatzitza, so he cannot put it on now on Shabbos. Okay, that's the first case. Now, a new case altogether. Now we're talking about tying strings on Shabbos. So tying a string, if you do it in a way that's called kesher shel kayama, in a way that's intended to last indefinitely, is an isser d'oraisa. Tying was one of the things that they did in the Beis HaMikdash, and the creating of the Beis HaMikdash, or the functioning of it, therefore making nets or curtains, whatever it is. So kosher, tying knots, is an isser d'oraisa. If it's a kesher shel kayama, if it's a knot that's intended to last indefinitely. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohanim did their avoda of the that accompanied the nisachim, the wine libations that accompanied the olos, and now we'll talk about that, specifically about the tamidin, the tamid shel shachar and tamid shel ben arba'im, they would sing like the shir shayom, like that we say in every day in davening, and they'd play musical instruments. So what do you do if in the middle of your musical accompaniment to the shir shayom in the Beis HaMikdash, the guitar string breaks? Can you tie it back on again? So we're going to say that tying is, this is now necessary for the function of the Beis HaMikdash through the avoda. So tying in a way that's only aser midrabbanan is going to be permitted. So it'll be like, let's say if you tie the string in the knot in the middle of the string, you're not going to leave the knot there after Shabbos can replace it. So that's just a temporary knot. And therefore, we're going to say in the Beis HaMikdash, it's permitted if you're coming to fix an instrument that broke, the string snapped on Shabbos. If it would be that you have to put like the knot on the side, like where the normal guitar string knots or whatever, some of the guitar, of course, whatever they had, their lyre, whatever the story is. So then you would not be able to do it, because if you're fixing it on the side, that'd be a permanent fix, and that would be a kesher shel kayama, which would be an isra d'oraisa, which can't be done even in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it means, you know, foregoing doing the musical accompaniment in the shir shayom. Similarly, if the string had been broken before Shabbos, you can't just go now and fix it on Shabbos, even in the middle. That's disallowed. The permission over here, the commission is going to grant, is only where it broke on Shabbos, and therefore you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. Then we'll be lenient and let you fix this in a temporary way, so you can continue, and only if it means you'll be able to now continue to do the shira, the singing, but accompanied by the musical instrument. So the Mishnah says inside, Koshrin nima b'mikdash, you may tie a string in the Beis HaMikdash, like I said, in the middle where it's temporary, of a lob medina, but you can't do it in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and that again assumes that you're fixing something that broke on Shabbos. Im b'techila, if it just broke for the first, if it you're trying to fix it for the first time now on Shabbos, it didn't break on Shabbos, it broke before Shabbos, so then kan v'kan aser, at all events, you cannot fix it on Shabbos, even the Beis HaMikdash, because you could have done it before Shabbos. Now, the third of the three cases, this is going to involve the malacha of gozes. Gozes is shearing, like shearing wool from a sheep, which was the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, I should say. But the principle of gozes is the removal of any growths from a living creature. So nails or hair, or in the case of our Mishnah, a wart. So the wart, the yabeles, is one of the mumen, one of the imperfections, which preclude the bringing of an animal as an offering. That is to say, the pasuk says, this is in Vayikra, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Chav Beis, it says, yabeles, the animal that has the wart, lo sikrivu el el Hashem. It's from the list of things that you can't bring as a carbon to Hashem. So what are you going to do if you have this wart on this animal that you want to bring as a carbon? Now it's Shabbos. So removing a wart is going to be Goza's territory, but the general rule is with all malachas, d'oraisa of Shabbos, you need to fulfill the conditions of what's called malachas machsheves, calculated labor in order for it to be a Issa D'oraisa. And if you do it with a shinui in an unusual way, that's only an Issur Madurabanan. So the normal way, the efficient way of removing warts is with a utensil, like a knife or a scalpel. So that would be an Issur D'oraisa. To just use like a fingernail to rip off a wart would only be an Issur D'rabanan, because that's not the normal way that you remove warts. So we're going to say, if you are in the base of Mikdash, and you have an animal you need to bring, and the animal is discovered to have a wart, and it's Shabbos, and you need it, and it's going to preclude the avodah in the base of Mikdash, if you don't remove that yabelis, that wart, what can you do? You can remove it in a way that's only a rabbinic Issur, like with your fingernail, to rip it off, because that's only a Shavus, a D'rabanan, and Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. There's no rabbinic restrictions on to protect Shabbos in the event that you need it for the avodah. So that's what the Mishnah says. Inside it says, Chotchin yabelis b'mikdash. You can rip off a wart that's growing on an animal in the base of Mikdash if that animal is needed to bring as a korban, avalob medina, but you can't do that outside the base of Mikdash, even if you're doing it like in a weird way, because it's still Durabanan for sure. V'im b'kli, and if you're planning on using a utensil, like a knife or a scalpel, then kan v'kan aser, even in the base of Mikdash, it would be aser to remove that wart, because that would be the conventional Issur D'oraisa, not the Rabbanan, of Gozes.